With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
War Horse opened at Shays this week. It's the touring production, and it runs through Sunday. The crew did a great demonstration on stage for the media the other day. I was unable to attend, but one of our WNED co-workers went, Misty Harris, and she got a great look at this puppet horse. It's just amazing.
And the whole stable of horses and birds, and the puppetry of War Horse is eye-popping, and it's remarkable how people invest emotionally in these inanimate objects, including, of course, the boy who trains the horse and follows it to France. It's a World War I story about a boy who trains and falls in love with a horse and whose father sells it to the military. And it is the design elements that really get people going about War Horse. A heavily, heavily sentimental story, a big, big war epic, and emotionally, well, cheap sentiment is very potent, so let's put it there.
Well, I was going to ask you, did you sense how the audience reacted to it? It is a very sad story.
People love the show, and there is something cinematic about it. I thought it was redundant to make a film of this. It's been years since I saw it in England, and their audience is still available to see War Horse. But yes, I think that the response is generally enthusiastic. Although it is a long piece, audiences generally do like it.
The puppetry was so amazing. There's a video clip on our website, WBFO.org, that you can watch it. It's so real, like a real horse, the way it approaches people, the way they make it animate itself.
Yes, even though you're aware at every minute that it's being manipulated by visible puppeteers, you can see through the puppet, but the movements are so lifelike to a horse, the way it breathes, the way it flicks its tail, the way it moves its ears, the way it nuzzles the boy, that all of these horses seem very, very, very real, as do the other puppets. Well, they evoke a reality, but always, always reminded that you are watching puppetry. And that becomes part of the theme of the story, because World War I, such a hideously, horribly devastating war. And at one point, the boy's mother, as he's lamenting the loss of his horse, she's saying, look, your cousin may be dead. The man who sold us that horse is dead. Half the men from this village are dead. You need to let it go. And he just can't, because he has invested so much in this horse emotionally. And at the other level, he has invested so much in a puppet, an inanimate collection of fabric and piping. It creates an interesting metaphor for how we invest emotionally. The ending, I hope I don't spoil it, but the ending is uplifting and happy, even though a lot of sadness happens along the way.
Well, still a chance to see War Horse through Sunday. But opening tonight, A Miracle on South Division Street at the Cavanocchi.
And this is Tom Dudzik, Buffalo's own Tom Dudzik. You remember he wrote Over the Tavern, introduced Sister Clarissa, and he celebrates life in the golden age of the Polish East Side of Buffalo. And this is a story of a family that has had a miracle in their father's barbershop years before, when the Blessed Mother appeared in the father's barbershop, and they have constructed a shrine on the site, and the mother has converted the barbershop to a soup kitchen. And, well, one of the children asks the family for permission to dramatize this, to go public with the whole thing, and some elements of the miracle begin to unravel. Always with Tom Dudzik, there is comedy in the offing, and this is up at the Cavanocchi Theater on the Deauville College campus.
Well, it sounds very interesting. And then I see that Jimmy Janowski is coming back as Whatever Happened to Baby Jane?
With Peter Davis. This is a one-night-only fundraiser for BUA, which is shopping for a new home, right. Buffalo United Artists, the building that they were in on West Chippewa is being torn down. But it's a cast of BUA zanies. There's Carrie Kate Abel and Eric Rowski, and it's under the direction of Todd Warfield. But it will be Peter Davis in the Betty Davis role. He last channeled Betty Davis in Me and Jezebel. And it is Jimmy Janowski being Joan Crawford. He last did her in Mommy Queerest and now back as Blanche. You know, oh, Jane, you wouldn't treat me this way if I weren't in this wheelchair. And every member of the BUA audience will know the rejoinder. But you are, Blanche. You are.
That's fabulous. And that's Sunday only, 6 p.m. at the alleyway?
Yes.
Well, it sounds excellent. And with Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.